This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. All week, we've been wondering about the prospects of NPR West producer Amy Walters. You heard her voicemail on Monday about how she'd run off to the famous Sundance Film Festival in Park City, Utah, the place where independent hopefuls and dreamy movie kids go to show their stuff and pitch ideas and wake up rich and famous. Have I got this about right, Amy?
Pretty much. That's the dream.
So, well, what happened?
Well, when I was looking for the perfect pitch, I thought, why not start with a choir?
Of Finnish Screaming Men. Screaming Men was the first film I saw at Sundance, and as the title implies, it's about a Finnish choir of screaming men. And the filmmaker, Maika Ronkainen, made the first pitch.
In Finland, we have this very, very old saying that talking is silver and screaming is golden.
That's all he says. That's his pitch. But if people haven't seen the film, Ronkainen says the pitch is much harder.
This is a film which is really hard to describe, because when somebody asks me that what your film is about, and then I said, okay, it's about this choir that screams, and it's really hard to imagine without having seen it. But after they have seen it, it's much, much easier.
For Stephanie Benson, seeing the film's not an option. She says she made a lot of shorts when she was in school, but she's at Sundance trying to pitch her very first feature film. It's in the genre best described as the mall-based romance. It's about a secret shopper who falls in love with one of the clerks and... never mind. But she says if she ran into a big producer at a cocktail party, her pitch might go something like this.
The concept of secret shoppers is so intriguing, and it's something that really hasn't been done before, and it has sort of an indie spirit to it, but it also has a bit of a commercial sensibility. You know, I mean, mall culture is something that, you know, most of our country knows a lot about, you know, especially in the Midwest, which is where I'm from.
Okay, maybe. Images of Jennifer Aniston in The Good Girl, John Cusack in High Fidelity.
I know how to do something about a girl who liked to shop a lot.
I may buy it, but Erin Heinenreich of Synetic Media, the woman Stephanie really wants to meet, had a bad experience once with another pitch from the mall-based movie genre.
It's one of those things that the producer called me, and I never met him before, and during the course of the conversation, he just kept saying, it's about a girl shopping, you know. You like to shop, right? You're a girl. You like to shop, right? And then he closed it by saying that he would come up and pick me up at the office at 3 p.m. that day to take me to Banana Republic or any store of my choosing.
Okay, so mall-based romances are out. Next pitch. At Sundance, industry types hoping for the right deal tend to huddle nearby headquarters at the Marriott Hotel. That's where I met Allison Rinaldo, an actor in one of the Sundance shorts. The movie's called Welcome to Life. She had her pitch fully scripted and ready to go.
Who did you? Well, I played a mother. Oh, really? A mother? Well, actually, it's about a boy and I'm a single mother. Really? A single mother? We shot it during the sniper attack. The sniper attack? You're kidding me? Yeah, the sniper attack. You're kidding. So how did it turn out? Well, lucky for us, the kids, nobody got hurt. But thank you. I think that's my order. But listen, if you want to actually see it, I have a card here. Bam, here you go. That's pretty much how that would go.
To be young, gifted, and black. Oh, what a lovely, precious thing.
Just a mile or two away in downtown Park City, a young singer sang songs of inspiration to a cocktail party of minority filmmakers.
Have you seen Straight Outta Harry's Point?
Harry Davis was one of them. He came from Detroit to the festival. He was the director of a film called MVP. It's about a gang in Detroit of the same name. Davis doesn't have a buyer, he's got no distribution deal, and his hopes are dwindling. He's just trying to pitch a little life into his film so that it lives beyond the festival.
We got a public relations company, Ava DuVernay. We're talking to, studios, everybody. And hopefully we won't be on Skid Row next month, you know? And we're trying to say to a distributor that that crowd exists, that audience exists in our market. That's what we say.
And does it work?
No.
You know, Amy, for a land of dreams, this is sounding kind of grim.
I know. Isn't that sad? And those people were mostly the people that had films in the festival.
Well, what happens to those films now?
Well, the first part of the festival actually is mostly for screening, so there is a little hope left. The second part is when the hard-nosed business deals go down.
And what about you? What about your pitch? Have you got something?
After all that, I didn't really feel like sticking my neck out. You know what I mean? Yeah, no, maybe next time.
So you don't have all this and you don't have a pitch?
What?
Well, no one ever said breaking into movies was easy. The festival ends on Sunday, but that's not the end for the filmmaker. The end comes when they finally do master Perfect Pitch. Yelling Finns.